is a social media simplified, a podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this.
Welcome, social media scholars, to another episode of Social Media Simplified. I'm your collaboration connoisseur, Lante Tacona.
And as always, Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to use lead magnets to gravitate customers towards your sales funnel and the number one thing to do before launching your ad campaign.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, Nathan, let's jump right into it. Let's ground the audience on the context of what a lead magnet is.
Lead magnet. So, well, first off, what's a lead? We'll go into that. That's primarily what I do for my agency. I'm actually getting into e-commerce lately, which is different from lead generation. But with lead generation in my clients, a lead really comes down to a customer opportunity for them. So someone that might be interested in what they have to sell or whatever service they're providing. And so that's what a lead is. And so online in the digital space, you come up with it's more of like a very enticing offer to get that lead off of Facebook and into your sales funnel.
To attract the lead. Right?
Yeah, you're
so
attracting.
So you have a lead and you want to attract them. So essentially, yeah. Exactly what it describes what a magnet does, right?
Exactly.
It
attracts, right? Okay. Yeah, it's a lead magnet. And so it's got to be something that your audience would be interested in.
Okay. So a lead magnet is, so we described what it's used for or how it works,
that's
the functionality
right.
of it. Mm-hmm. But what is it? What's an example of it?
Okay, so any type of, it doesn't have to be Facebook, it can be any type of digital marketing platform, Google, YouTube, Twitter, really anything. You have to know your audience well enough to understand what would attract their attention.
Okay, right.
Few examples of lead magnets. There's lots of different types. The most basic one is going to be a discount or some sort of offer for a product or a service.
Okay.
So let's say that you're a chiropractor and you're trying to attract people in the door. The easiest type of lead magnet is just to give away an offer. So maybe like, you know, free spinal screening with the purchase of a pain consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is an offer, right? It's a discount. People are like, oh, that's free. I want to go and put my information down for that. That's a great example.
So that's interesting, and I understand that 100%. And so we've talked about how the lead magnet works, and an example of a leading sort of like magnet or a post, a headline, something that would catch someone's attention. So when we marry the two together, so lead is obviously an important part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily an engagement or a like or a share. We're calling it a lead. So qualify or quantify what a lead is.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, that's a great question because it does mean something different based on your objective. So I'll give you an example. So, yeah, you want to have this magnet in place, right, that'll attract these leads. But some of my clients might consider a lead just a name, email, phone number. Right, that's their information, that's enough. They're like, Nathan, that's all I need. Don't ask them anything else. I'll follow up and take care of it from there.
Mm-hmm. So you have attributes to what quantifies the lead. So
yeah, usually
name, email, phone number, that's a lead.
That's a very basic form of, actually the most basic form of a lead would be just a name and an email.
Mm.
Phone number is usually a lot to commit.
Because you can do a lot with that anyways.
You can
nurture and, you know.
Yeah, through like email sequences and stuff like that.
Right.
But sometimes they need a phone number. Phone number is a little harder to get online. There's plenty of times I have a chiropractor client, and plenty of times someone comes into my bot. They're like, I ask them, hey, just going to get your name, email, and phone number for your free acupuncture or whatever. That's the magnet. They're like, okay. So they type in their email address. Then I say, hey, what's your phone number so we can set up your appointment? And then they stall. Happens a lot.
Yeah,
sometimes you have to know, making sure the offer reflects the commitment to that offer.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely hesitant to put my phone number anywhere online. And interesting enough, little tangent, I'm starting to get a lot more telemarketer calls to my mobile phone.
Mm.
Whereas in the past, when house phones existed, that's where they'd go. Mm. And basically the routine at home was, we just don't answer the house phone because they'll call your cell phone if they need you.
Kind of thing. That's unfortunate. That's happening now, right?
Yeah, but I'm getting a lot of those.
I do too. I get a lot of phone calls lately from where I'm from in Houston. A lot of 281 numbers call me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little frustrating. I actually, it seems like every week I have been entered into some sort of like cruise contest and I constantly win.
Hmm.
Like calling me up, like, hey, congratulations. It's a voice recording.
You win every single time.
Yeah, I was like, man, I've won a lot of these so far.
Yeah, this must be legit. Yeah.
Yeah, so that happens. So be careful when you put your phone number online, everyone. That's kind of our point here.
But yeah, and also it's very difficult for people to hand over their phone number.
Yeah, so there's a commitment aspect to that. Right? And so, yeah, if you're getting something for free and it's just straight off of Facebook into a funnel and they ask for your phone number pretty quickly, sometimes it's they'll hand it over. And other times not.
Yeah.
And so
Depends on the context.
Yeah, and so here's kind of how it works. This is a little side tangent, but online with any type of digital marketing, when you create your funnel, usually either the higher the price point or the more commitment involved, the longer your funnel should be.
Okay.
Because you need to nurture them in the earlier stages before they feel warm enough to hand over maybe their phone number, or maybe hand over their income level, or whatever information you need from them.
Right, right.
The more commitment on their part, you have to extend that funnel out.
Mm-hmm.
So
when we're talking about the lead magnet, though, we're just talking about the very beginning of that funnel, right?
That's right, the top of it. The TOF is what they call it,
right.
Top of funnel. Yeah, so discount or an offer, that's a really good example of one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 15% off your next car wash, or you know, you can go online and you buy maybe a new, I don't know, maybe some coffee. You're like, okay, buy one, get one free coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Discount, that's an offer. That's what we call a hook. That's also considered a lead magnet as well.
Okay. So we've established a lead, meaning that you've quantified the type of customer and the information or the commitment that they'd want to hand over to you, right? You want an email list or an email address and a phone number. That's the commitment,
That's the basic type of lead. But there's other actually, to continue on that, I have another client who's a mortgage broker, and a lead to him is not a name, email, phone number. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a bad lead, because people will put that down all day,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll reach out to that lead and they won't answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
for like a mortgage broker, he wants me to pre-qualify them before they get to the phone with him,
mm-hmm.
meaning I need to ask, like, what's their name, email, phone number. Not only that, but I need to ask, what zip code are you looking for a home in?
Mm-hmm.
When do you want to move? Is this your first home purchase?
It's a thorough client.
It's like eight questions.
Yeah.
So your lead cost will go up because of that, because people won't finish.
Yeah.
But the quality of that lead is
right.
higher because they've committed more.
And so that's when you're kind of qualifying your clients, right? So again, I think that the lead magnet would still be the top of that funnel.
It still would
right?
be, but this is the type of lead that he wants, is a more expensive,
right.
higher quality lead.
Okay. And so would you say that that comes down to the offer and the text of what you're offering, which would get, you know, the right people to click on it?
Oh, yeah, your targeting definitely comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of ad, I mean, I've been using something new lately called a Canvas ad. That's something that Facebook just rolled out this year, but it's a very, very engaging multimedia type of ad where you can someone can come in and click on the ad and fully experience your entire brand through different types of media, such as a carousel photos or interactive photos that you can tilt and actually see different parts of that photo, videos, text, all the stuff within the ad itself.
And this is all within Facebook.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And I'm getting amazing engagement rates on that lately. And so you want to make sure you have that good lead magnet as well
mm-hmm.
as a engaging ad, because people have seen all the old stuff now. They're getting bored.
Yeah. You know, actually, and just to kind of like drill on that point a little bit more, you mentioned that it's a very new feature. And if you've been listening to this podcast, we actually talk about social proof on episode 25.
Mm-hmm.
And we really go into talking about how using the new features that are released by a platform can work to your benefit as far as gaining more engagements and boosts and impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Facebook releases a new feature, they want people to use that feature.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're one of the early adopters, the algorithm will help and boost your post out there, because mm-hmm. they're beta testing a feature. So you can kind of ride the wave.
Oh, yeah. My engagement rates are like through the roof right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So I encourage anybody out there who is considering it. Right now is a good time
oh,
to
yeah.
start using Canvas ads.
Canvas ads. Yeah, they're a little harder to create. but you definitely want to give that user a better experience because they're going to engage with your ad more. And if you combine that with a good lead magnet on that, man, you're unstoppable after that. Like, people will go and click through and they're going to learn more about it and download it, give you their information.
So what are some things to think about when you're creating a lead magnet?
Yeah, so when you want to create one, you definitely want to do a bit of research on your audience. That's a very important point that I think that anyone should do before they come up with a lead magnet. Now, if you like, for example, this one of my offers I'm doing, that's been tested already in the industry, so I know it's good, so I don't need to test it myself. But maybe you're in an industry where there's maybe not a lot of other people that are doing Facebook ads. So you need to go out and you need to test a few different lead magnets, right? You could test a discount or an offer. With this mortgage broker, I'm testing one where they get a free home guide. So all the homes in the area that are under 250K, they have an entire guide. They can look through it. Mm-hmm. So that gives them a lot of value up front. It's not an offer per se. It's more of just a free value-packed guide or a PDF.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to test out different ones.
So what I'm gathering here, the biggest kind of thing that's blaring for me is that a lead magnet is not a campaign or a type of post that you'd curate to, let's say, raise brand awareness, maybe showcase your products and things like that. A lead magnet has a very specific purpose.
Yeah.
And that is to generate a lead in some shape,
some form.
Fashion,
yeah.
Right?
You want them to take some sort of action.
So it's a very type of specific ad.
That's right.
A lead magnet would be.
Yeah.
And so when you're thinking about that and you just mentioned testing, what you described is A-B testing, right?
Essentially
split testing, right? So you'd essentially have, maybe you have two different offers you want to test to see which one generates more leads.
That's right.
And you kind of look at the analytics and sort of gauge.
I'm actually doing that right now. I'm testing pretty much a qualification quiz, right? They can qualify for 3% down on their home. That's an offer. It's like, oh, wow, I could qualify for as low as 3% cash. That's really low. Or I'm testing it with download your free home guide, seeing which one converts better. So you can it's always good to test your offers, or you can call them your lead magnets. You want to test them out because that actually is overlooked a lot in the digital marketing space. People talk about split testing headlines and copy and emojis and split testing, landing page buttons.
No one
ever
does it.
And it's like, what about the actual offer, lead magnet itself? It's like, oh,
yeah.
I mean, this was good. It's my offer. I thought of it. It's like, well, you should probably test it out, because maybe your audience disagrees.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Testing is a huge part, and that goes, I'm really a huge proponent of setting up the infrastructure before you jump into, whatever business it is you're offering or selling or trying to brand. Your infrastructure, your sales funnels, your calls to actions, all that kind of stuff needs to be set up, and then you can start saying, okay, everything is set up, I don't have to worry about anything breaking in my funnel.
Yeah,
I can just split test some ads here and see which ones are gonna get people as far as possible, or to the end, from A to B.
Yep.
And which ones are doing that, I guess, more fast and the fastest way, the most efficient way, and the most cost-effective way.
Yeah, you don't want to be wasting your clients' dollars if you're managing them, or if you have a small business. You don't want to be wasting your ad dollars either on maybe a lead magnet. You think, okay, wow, this is going to work. This is the best one. Always test to see, because you'd be surprised. Sometimes what you think is going to be perfect, it turns out to be, oh, this is the one that's not working that well. And the other one's surprisingly working well.
Yeah. And the thing is that, sometimes we get caught up in thinking about, okay, well, I'm going to offer, call it a blanket, 25% discount on a product that I'm selling, and that's my offer.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell a marketer, go out there and market this. This is the discount I'm giving. Go find people who want it. Mm-hmm. And they may go and pursue that, and not get results. And initially, the business who offered the 25% is sitting there thinking, well, maybe the marketing is bad. Maybe I need to put more money into that. When really, the essential root of it all is the offer. Maybe you should change that to 20%, 15%, 35%.
Or maybe just a buy one, get one free. I mean, maybe even download your, your free guide to our inventory or our store. Like, that's kind of cool. Actually, in e-commerce that I'm getting into now, a really cool ad/offer is what they call an unboxing. So, like, you take your product and you unbox it on camera and show them all the features. In a way, that's kind of like a magnet, right? It's like people are like, oh, and you can do, like, I want to show you what this looks like. And then maybe you can, like, you can say, oh, and if you want to see more of this, download our free video series, something like that.
You see a lot of that on, on good advertising campaigns for, let's say, like beauty brands and, you know, like lotions and creams. You see somebody actually putting it on, smelling it, you know.
That's huge, showcasing, right?
Or actually a more, you know, I guess crude one is, I've seen on YouTube, like when the new iPhones get released. There's a guy there who unboxes it, shows you how it all connects, and then like they'll take a hammer and say, all right, I'm going to try to crack the screen and, you know, kind of show how robust it is.
Sure, like yeah. I mean, you see that all the time as well.
Or throwing it in water, like a fish tank, and like and see if it can like get revived or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these are just, sometimes you might not even have an offer, but you want to hook them into something else. I mean, there's always a motive at the end. Like, you know, maybe check out our extended video series on this product. But when you go and do that, you get to put down your name and your email. And now you're on an email list. And now they can retarget you through email. There's plenty of ways to get people in the door. It doesn't always have to be an offer.
Yeah. So I guess in your sort of your journey or in your experience with lead magnets and creating them, obviously there's different types of posts, right? You can create, obviously we talked about canvas ads. We talk about more maybe like not less dynamic, more static images, right, with a headline or even videos. So what's your recommendation for which one of those to kind of go for, or what are some things we need to think through?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of really a side note. Like I'll just go, and this is going to be a, so the really the biggest thing, like I said earlier, is to do testing. And there's actually three rounds of testing that every digital marketer should do when they start a campaign. That first line of testing, you should be testing out your audiences, your buyer personas. So, you know, you have different groups of buyers, and your copy, your creative should be tailored to that, and your message should be tailored to that type of buyer. But you need to test out those personas first and see who's even responding. It's like, maybe I have, you know, just females, you know, between the ages of 45 and 65. Maybe I have male and female ages, you know, 24 to 30. You test all those different buyer personas out to first even see who would be interested in this, right? From there, you're going to split test your lead magnets, your offers, right? You're going to see which ones will work. And then the third down the line, what you were just saying, is the type of creative. You want to test maybe a static image versus a video. Maybe you want to test a static image versus another image. Maybe test a canvas ad versus, you know, maybe a video. Making sure you have the right creative. So you go through those three testing rounds, and by the time you're done, you found the perfect thing that works, the perfect offer, the perfect creative, and the perfect audience.
That's interesting, yeah. And I think that's a that's one of the steps that a lot of times we kind of overlook, or we get impatient, right?
It's assumptions, you know? Most of the time.
Exactly. Oh, okay, interesting. That's I was going to say more so. For me, it's more patience. It's kind of, I'm thinking about, I want to sell this product, I have this product, I want to go get out the door, and you know, see the ROI on that.
I think it may be a
combination,
right? Impatience and assumptions. It's like, well, I want to get this going, I want to get results now, slash, I already know what they want. I already know what they like.
This is a good deal.
I'm clearly the guy that made this or whatever it is. It's like, I know what they'll want because I've created it. It's like, that's a trap right there. That's a trap. You don't want to fall into that. You really want to ask them what they want.
Yeah, nice. So Nathan, I'm really interested then in kind of understanding, or maybe you can provide a few more examples of lead magnets that we can really kind of, you know, put this into context.
Yeah, and there is so many, right? It's usually based on the industry you're in, like what you're trying to do. Like with most industries, definitely can relate with having a discount or an offer of some sort to get them in the door pretty quickly. Buy one, get one free, 15% discount. Free this with the purchase of this. That's a classic offer.
I see a free 30-minute consultation before you continue on.
Free, like, free 30-minute consultations with either, like, coaches or consultants. That works really well. With those,
what about contests?
Contests,
$100
that's a brilliant, that's another offer. That's a really good one. Yeah, having contests, giving away $300 gift card, the people that, you know, you tag your friend in this post, whatever it might be. So those are great examples. Other ones are like cheat sheets, PDF guides. Those are really
good.
Yeah, download your 7-step cheat sheet to, you know, create your first online course.
Someone put it really, I forget who it was, put it really well. They said those are called enhancements.
Nice.
Enhancements to your ad, enhancements to your product, enhancements to your course. So if you're offering a, you know, a lead, you have a lead magnet out there and it's promoting a certain discount or service, giving away something out up front to sort of supplement that offering.
Oh, definitely. Value first.
An exercise to, if you're offering a course on something, and here's an exercise, try this out.
Yeah, that's another one. Free course. So like a free mini course is very common. And that mini course, really all that's meant to do is you go, you put your name, your email down for that mini course. You go through it, And at the end, you're like, that was informative, but I want to know more. And that part, that knowledge gap there is where they make their money. It's like, okay, well, this person's going to want to know more after this free course. Guess what? Here you go. Here's all the rest of it, you know, $97.
Right.
That's a perfect example of a lead magnet that gets you in the door and you can convert it actually into a customer.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's a course, you know, discounts, offers, PDF guides, cheat sheets, like we said, contests, maybe a free video series. That's a really good offer as well. People can learn more about something. Maybe you have a video on Facebook that goes through maybe a 10-minute thing, and at the end, you kind of leave a gap there. You're like, oh, if you want to know more, just go ahead and download our free video series. And that free video series, you download the free video series, and then at the very end of that, you're like, I want to know more. And you're like, oh, don't worry about it. You just pay us a lot of money for our course.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So that's another good example of a lead magnet. But yeah, I mean, there's lots of different types. Those are some of the main ones, though. So offers, discounts, video series, PDF guides, cheat sheets, maybe like how-to tutorials.
Those are good.
That's another
tutorials
one.
Tutorials are really instructional tutorials.
Yeah, like maybe for like a fitness instructor, would maybe on Facebook or Instagram, you have a video of you doing different types of exercises. At the end of the video, you're like, if you want to know, you know, 10 more of these types of exercises.
Yeah.
Here you go. I'm going to do a full how-to video series.
How do you feel about results-oriented lead magnets? Like a good example, I guess an extreme example would be like sports drinks, right? Or like protein shakes. You see like this jacked guy.
Sure.
And he's got a tub of the stuff you're supposed to drink.
Yeah. Results-oriented guarantees, that kind of thing. Those are all lead magnets as well. I mean, I do that for my own agency. I run ads for basically performance-based, where I will give them the opportunity to be to qualify for a performance-based marketing campaign, which means that they only pay me if I get them results. But most of the time, they don't have the proper they don't have the proper infrastructure in place to qualify. So there's sometimes a setup fee.
Yeah.
But that's also a really good offer hook. It's like, hey, you could qualify for this, meaning you don't pay me unless I get you results.
Yeah, and I guess the complete end of that spectrum would be a free trial, right?
Sure, that's software, another great lead magnet.
App,
it's like
free trial.
Yeah, you get into an app, like that's how all apps work now.
Mm-hmm.
You download an app, it's always free. It's like, hey, here's your free trial, you could try this out.
Yeah,
and what they're even doing now is the apps itself, you can access a limited amount of features within the app, and they'll keep popping up and say, hey, upgrade to pro, get 1 week for free. And you just, you know, you click on, you get your free week trial.
Yeah.
And now your credit card is down. Once that week is up, most people forget.
Yeah.
Boom, charges your card.
And at that point, those are kind of like really warm leads. You're almost like native advertising. You're only advertising within your own.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's why, I don't know if you guys have noticed here or you have noticed this, but when you go to any type of big brand now and you go to their website on your phone, it's going to constantly be bothering you. Hey, download our app. You should download our app.
You should download
our app, by the way. And like, if you're on that screen, there's like pop-ups here and there. It's like blocking certain features. You're trying to use it. It's clunky.
Yeah.
You're like, why are they like this? Like, oh, if you don't like this experience, you should totally download our app. And that's the whole point. Once they get you into their app, now there's in-app purchases. That's why they want you there. It's a funnel. They funnel you in. Same exact thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so really, pretty much to recap all of this, is you want to make sure you test your offer. Whether type of lead magnet it is, discount, could be a PDF guide, it could be a cheat sheet, free video series, free trial. There's plenty of them, obviously. And so you want to make sure you test that. Don't assume what you know what your audience wants, and don't get impatient with the process. Test it out, because you could be spending lots of ad dollars on an offer that your audience never really felt that crazy about.
Right. And another point you had in there was your customer research, your targeting, right? You mentioned three steps in there that you should consider.
That's more of a side note, but that's just part of the testing. There's this is step two of the testing, is actually split testing your lead magnets and your offers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you also want to test out your audiences, see which audience responds, and test out everything else. Your headline, your creative, your copy, all that good stuff, to make sure you have, after you've tested all that out, you found all the variables that work and the ones that don't, and you just scale up from there.
Right. And we also said that it's important to consider testing your actual offer. not just the tactics and the infrastructure of your campaign, but test out your actual offer.
Test the offer. That's overlooked a lot. Digital marketers love to like scrutinize and look at like, ooh, I should put this word here and not here. Oh, this button text, I'll change this color to this color. It's like that will help, but on a very micro level. People are attracted to what you're going to give them.
What's the value?
What are you going to give them? So like, make sure you test that out first, or test that out at least second, and just figure out who wants to get it, what do they want, and then everything else you should test afterward.
Fantastic. Great episode. And I really actually enjoyed the part about the testing, especially when it comes to lead magnets, because one thing that we always think about is the marketing piece of that. And understanding what your offer is and what your discount is extremely important, but then having the patience to test and split test, A-B test, your various ads or your various lead magnets is a critical piece. So that's right. Main takeaway for me.
Yeah.
All right, so on the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to recover lost sales through retargeting on Facebook and the secret to retargeting without using a Facebook pixel. I'm Lante Tacone, your collaboration connoisseur. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at LANTEI.
And I'm Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo. You can find me at nathangarrett.net.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.